BCW News Time, now 8:44. Good morning, I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, Recycle Utah was named as Utah Recycler of the Year at the Recycling Coalition of Utah Conference. In the studio to tell us more about that, the director of Recycle Utah, Carolyn Warren. Good morning and congratulations.
Yeah, good morning, Leslie. Good morning, Park City.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a very big deal for us. We were at the conference last week. Last Thursday was America Recycles Day, so we were celebrating. They always have their annual conference on this day. And the Recycling Coalition of Utah is kind of a network of all the people that do recycling in the community, from a nonprofit to a business to an organization to another recycling center like us to, you know, an educational-only group. We all kind of got together last Wednesday, and we were nominated by Interwest Paper. They're who takes all of our cardboard and plastic, and they nominated us. They're always very impressed with how clean our loads are. So that's in thanks to all you committed recyclers in Park City, you know, sorting everything when you come in. We kind of got that award because we're doing things right and we're keeping things really separate and clean. And in today's tricky markets, that's kind of the only option we have to remain super competitive and ensuring everything gets recycled.
And we should note that Park City Lodging also recognized by the group?
Right. We did nominate them. They kind of put out a call for nominations for businesses or whatever. We didn't know we were going to get nominated. But we did nominate Park City Lodging for the work they've done. And they've done a lot of things from diverting waste to saving water in the way they wash their laundry to instead of using like the single-use shampoo and conditioner to like a big pump in the room. So they've done a lot of great things. And they came down to the conference with us and everybody got to accept the reward and talk about the work they've been doing.
Okay. Well, let's talk the fact that you and your staff will be taking a break on Thanksgiving. So people need to wait.
Yep. Come and get your recycling done today or tomorrow or Friday. We are going to close on Thanksgiving, and we've kind of been more aggressive with our closes in the past year. We block the entrance, so if you want to recycle, we make it kind of hard for you. Just, it's a way to respect our staff and our day off, and we don't want to come to a messy center the next day. So really just take the day off, spend time with family and friends, enjoy some turkey, and we'll see you on Friday.
Right. And you also will be closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and you don't close very often.
So. Yeah, exactly. We kind of close the holidays that everybody should be with family anyway. You know, Christmas Day, don't do recycling. It's a chore. Go do other things that are more enjoyable. So yeah, take those days off. Come see us the next day. We're happy to help the next day or the day before. We just ask that you take Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day off coming up.
All right. And you could use some help there at the center as well?
Yeah. If you're looking for volunteer hours, if you're looking to, if you have court-ordered service or a volunteer program like NHS or something, we love volunteers, especially the week after Christmas. You want to do anything from being inside the paper bin, sorting out the ribbons and bows, to directing traffic, to even helping load the baler or the compactor. We would love to have you. So reach out to outreach@recycleutah.org if you're interested in helping us out. It is our busiest week of the year and the time that we really need help, kind of like the pledge drive week here at the radio station. It's all hands on deck. Just get through the week and we'll move on afterwards. So.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what's known as China's national sword. What is this? This is the decision that they weren't going to accept recyclable materials from other countries?
Sure. I learned about this at the conference last week. One of our local recyclers here in Salt Lake did a big run through of how this all works, and it kind of gave me a lot of clarification on it. So I thought I'd go through it. This goes all the way back to February 2017. China just decided that the materials they were getting from the U.S. weren't exactly clean, recyclable materials that they could do something with. People might have seen that movie Plastic China. That's a very good example of what we were giving China and what they were trying to do with it. And they weren't processing it very well. And, you know, sometimes if they weren't able to find a solution, the best solution was to dump it in the ocean, which is not okay. So it is actually a good thing that China decided back in February 2017 that we are serious about contamination and we'd like to fix our rates. They were taking things up to about 25% contamination. Contamination is not exactly dirty. It's materials are mixed up. You know, a bale of cardboard is maybe 25% cardboard or maybe 25% other stuff and 75% cardboard, and that's not good. That's giving them something that's hard for them to work with. So they went from a pretty high contamination levels, saying that they wanted to get down to 0.03%, which is kind of an unreachable goal. Like, the rest of the world kind of laughed at them, like, I don't think we can do that. You mean, most of what you see at Recycle Utah is between 1% and 3%, and China's asking for 0.03%. And we're pretty good at what we do at Recycle Utah. We're an exception to the rule. And then, you know, what's in curbside is upwards of 25%. You know, messy, about 1 in 4 items in your curbside bin is actually not recyclable. So China did decide that, okay, that 0.03 was a little bit aggressive. We're going to try 0.05, which is something we can kind of work with here in the U.S., but still not to the level. It's still a challenge. And then that was November 2017, so about a year ago that they went to 0.05. And again, that's a struggle for global markets to work with, and it's really challenged recyclers in the U.S. to start to find solutions in the U.S. And that's the silver lining in this whole story, that, you know, the recycler at the conference last week said that, you know, we're new things are opening up. There's a new container recycling opening up in Denver. You know, there's some things in California that are popping up. We're getting a lot of more local options, which I think is a good option. I think as a country, we need to be dealing with our waste ourselves. So the fact that China has really, you know, enforced their rules has made the U.S. become more competitive. I think that's a good thing, and I'm optimistic about where the markets will go. Again, it's a tricky time. A lot of things are shipped to recycler and waiting for the right move, the right truck, the right market, and we're kind of navigating things that way. But I'm confident we have the right relationships in Salt Lake to make sure everything's staying in the right place. And I am happy to say that most of our stuff at Recycle Utah is staying in the Intermountain West. We're not even using China as an option, and less countries are starting to do that. So globally, I think recycling will get pretty cleaned up probably in the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. So when we talk about clean recyclables, I mean, does that mean that we're rinsing everything out, washing everything?
Right. It's funny because there's clean and then there's contaminated. Clean, you know, we recommend about 90% clean. So if you're washing out that peanut butter container, you know, that if you've given it a good rinse and gotten all the peanut butter out you can, it's probably good enough. You don't have to, like, have it see-through clear. And then there's contaminated. So like your curbside bin, contamination would be, you know, you're putting glass in your curbside bin, which glass is not allowed on curbside. Same thing with plastic bags, same with styrofoam. That can be more and more harmful than a dirty peanut butter container or a dirty yogurt container. You know, there's a difference between contaminated and clean. I really rather have things be not contaminated and a little dirty versus really super clean, but then you throw in glass in your bin or something like that. So really, with these tricky markets, cleaning your items isn't as important as putting the right items in the right bins.
Okay. So, and that's good to know. I mean, a lot of people like to keep their bin clean, so put their stuff in a plastic bag, which then you say just gets picked up and thrown away, huh?
Right. Most people that, if your recycling ends up in your curb inside a plastic bag, that whole plastic bag is probably getting in the sorting line and just getting picked up and thrown away. You kind of got to see the sorting line as everything has its chance at an individual item. You know, there's somebody manually picking, or there's machines, you know, a magnet is grabbing the metal. And if your stuff is all tied in a plastic bag, they see so much volume down there, I'm not really sure they're going to open that plastic bag and dig inside. So really everything in your curbside bin should be loose. You know, everything's kind of intermingled together. And some people struggle with this because they want to take the recycling out as a bag. You know, just take the whole garbage from your kitchen to your curb and dump it in there. It works just the same.
So. Okay. And then, you know, when you have like maybe a half and half container where it's got a plastic top on it and it's a paper carton, do those need to come apart? Rinse the half and half container out and throw the cap away, or just keep it?
For curbside, I'm not quite clear. They kind of go back and forth. It'd be a good question for Republic. I'm not quite sure how they prefer it. At Recycle Utah, we prefer that you take off any plastic from the cardboard. So kind of tear it off and the plastic can go in the plastic descent and the cardboard will go with the cardboard. So,
okay. All right. You know, I know that you had a lot more to talk about with some of the education programs, but we'll talk about that next month.
Sounds great.
Okay, Carolyn.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. Carolyn Moore is the Executive Director of Recycle Utah. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.